Perhaps it has been a while since you have taken the time to sit alone and observe. Perhaps it has been a while since you have acknowledged what you actually wanted out of all your time. In the midst of all your obligations and distractions. Maybe you don't know what you want yet. Maybe you shouldn't know what you want yet. You might be too young for that. But you know that you want more, correct? That at least is guaranteed. On some level, all of this is understandable. Because we lead busy lives. We have things we think we need to do, people to take care of, mouths to feed, and stories to tell ourselves. Yet what is it all for? What is all this leading up to? Could it be nothing? Maybe all roads actually lead to nowhere. Yet throughout it all, you have yourself, and you have this thing we are all a part of. Where one ends and the other begins can't exactly be stated. But between those things, there is so much. So much that can't be stated in any logical or linear fashion. I don't know what to call it. I don't know if it should be called anything at all. Because it's surely something that I have never been able to communicate. And if there was ever a chance of doing so, it would just be an honest, dramatically exhausted look of humility and reverie. There would be no words, no signs except a look in the eyes between two people that realized, for better or for worse, that things were not as they had thought. And when that connection has been made, it takes an overwhelming facade of ignorance and hubris to forget it. But if we are anything, we are forgetful creatures. We forget what matters. We forget what is worth pursuing. We forget that all of this is so fleeting. Is that shallower? On some level, I guess it is. But from another perspective, it's some form of naive blessing. Some form of blissful ignorance. But it's surely relatable. But if you're listening to this, that likely means that you have developed some form of interest. An interest in bettering your life. And so now begin to just take that time. Not to do anything, not to think of any specific thing, but to just pause to the best of your ability and to sink or sit back into that place of the serene. No, it is not exactly free of fear or doubt, but it is damn well refreshing. It is at least an acknowledgement that you are here, that despite whatever has, is, or will come up, you are here and you have the gracious time to lean into yourself, and you have a hint of humble curiosity. And one doesn't need much more than that. Anything else can be seen as a bonus. All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. The blog post for this specific episode is on the website, memeandmeaning.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a review, like, share, all that good stuff. Until next time, think about these things, talk about these things, and live well. Later.